This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Louis Belcourt.
The Cortez Island Food Bank is reporting a massive increase in clients this fall, with the number of clients going from 5 this time last year to 70 this year, an increase of over 10 times. Food Banks Canada released the Hunger Count, an annual report on food bank usage that correlated with the Cortez Island Food Bank's increase, showing a 32% increase in food bank usage nationally since last year and nearly an 80% increase since 2019. Philippe Figuera, the coordinator and treasurer at the Cortez Island Food Bank, stated that he thinks the increase in need on Cortez is driven by our precarious economic situation, but also due to their improved outreach to the community. The Cortez Island Food Bank has launched a virtual food drive in partnership with Food Banks BC to help with the increased demand. As of November 14th, the drive has raised over $9,000. I spoke with Philippe for more on our local food bank situation and what they need to keep serving the community.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I'm Philippe Figuera. I'm a coordinator and treasurer with the Cortez Island Food Bank.
Tell me about the recent increases of requests for food from the Cortez Island Food Bank.
Yeah, the numbers of people requesting help has really shot through the roof, which has been a bit of a shock to us in certain respects and not in others. Food Banks Canada has just released the Hunger Count, which is done annually, and they showed a 32% increase in food bank use compared to last year, and nearly an 80% food bank use increase since March 2019. And that's the highest year-over-year increase ever reported. So we're just at the tail end of that, or the sharp end of that, because all those economic drivers that are causing people to need food and help are sort of multiplied on the island. We've got precarious jobs, precarious housing, more expensive food, and so it's inevitable that we're going to be seeing that increase. And I think one of the other reasons is we've been really developing the food bank over the year and making it more available to folks. I think in August we started four pickup times per month compared to one. And we always knew that if we scratched the surface, there was actually way more need out there. So that's what we're seeing. We're doing a better job of reaching out to people who may need help. We're doing a good job with Better at Home and other agencies on the island to reach people who might need help. So I think that's what we're seeing.
Do you have any numbers on exactly how much the increase has been in requests for food on Cortez specifically recently?
Yeah, we've been tracking how many clients we serve for the last couple of years, actually. And the average of about 5 to 10 per month, and we'll have peak periods around the holiday period or in the winter time when work, et cetera, and bills go up. So, but for example, last August, we had 4 clients. In 2022, this year we had 12. This year, in September, we had 39, and last year, 5. In this October, we had 70 clients compared to 5 last year. So you can see it's just growing and growing, and we expect that will continue really going throughout the year now.
Is there a conversation with the clients that receive food from the food bank? Do they ever add comments on why now for them or why they're struggling, or is it mostly anonymous?
Yeah, the reasons why people are needing the food bank more are so varied that it's really hard to pin down exactly what the main drivers are. I think just economic distress generally. That can be driven by somebody who's suddenly got sick, they've had an injury, they've lost their job. Temporary things sometimes. Our data shows that well over 60% of folks only need the food bank once or twice a year. It's not like it's a regular thing, although that's increasing. So it's a whole range of reasons, you know.
And I heard about this virtual food drive that the Cortez Food Bank is participating in. What's going on with that?
Yeah, we just launched the virtual food drive. It's in association with Food Banks BC, and they've got a platform where people can donate. and you'll get a tax receipt if automatically sent to you. And it's a sort of a new way of doing your traditional food drive that happens in the holiday season. That's always helpful, getting food from the community. But oftentimes, you know, that can be food that actually we can't use. It may be expired or you know, out of date or damaged in some way. So we have to deal with that. So what they're trying to do is just encourage people to donate money, because we can really maximize that. For example, we can buy like a tin of tuna from agencies connected to Food Banks BC for a dollar a can, compared to going to the store and buying one for four. So we can multiply how that money is used. It really goes a long way. So yeah, it's if people want to donate, they can go to our website at cortezfoodbank.ca. On the homepage, there's a link to that Food Banks BC portal, and you can just donate in there, and any amount is really helpful. It's always hard for us to ask the community for money, because everybody in the community is suffering financially in one way or another. Everybody's feeling that food costs are rising, housing costs are rising. It's tough, but if people can afford to give a little bit more, that's really great, and it'll go a long way.
Are you guys tracking how many donations you've accumulated since taking part in this virtual food drive?
Yes, we are, and it's really good. Up to today, we've raised over $5,000, which is really great. For us to be able to cope with the increase in clients, so if we average out 50 to 60 clients a month over the year, that doesn't go very far, but it's a really great help. And one of the things we're hoping to do with that money is actually get more fresh produce to folks. We've got a good stock, and we can get good stocks of non-perishables, but being able to afford and distribute is tough for us, so this will really help.
In what ways is the Cortez Food Bank really needing support, and how can local Cortez people help things move smoother for the Cortez Food Bank?
Well, that's a really good question. There are many, many ways that the community can help. We're getting some fantastic support from certain agencies and businesses on the island already. One of the things that actually we're looking for is we're trying to develop a bigger pool of volunteers that can help staff the food bank pickups, because we've now increased our activity so much that it's quite a stress on the volunteers we have. So we want to get more volunteers, and those volunteers we provide training to. They have to be responsive, reliable, and respectful to the clients. So that takes a little bit of understanding. Maybe they would have a vehicle where they could help us do deliveries. So anybody who's interested in helping us, please get in touch. And we hope to later on in the year have a bit of a training session, and that would be great. We're actually also applying for a gaming grant and some more funds. And if we were successful with that, maybe we can pay volunteers for their time as well, because I think that is only fair, and that's only the only way we're really going to grow as a food bank.
If someone is in need and would like to pick up some food, how can they get access to that?
The quickest way is just to contact us through the website. There's cortezfoodbank.ca. There's a few links on there. There's a web form or an email address or a new phone number that we've got. Yeah, if people want to reach us, email us at cortezfoodbank@proton.me. It's all on the website, which is cortezfoodbank.ca. And then we've also got a new phone number. It's 1-672-202-0053. That's actually a local number, and it's maybe automated, but just leave a message and we'll get back to you pretty quick. Let us know what your food requirements are, and we'll try and address that.
Thank you so much for your work, and thanks for speaking with me.
No problem.
Louis Bocor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.